What makes a business? It's not the circumstances of a world that woke up on the wrong side of the bed that year, that decade. It's the everyday entrepreneur ready to put themselves out there. We're all sailing against the wind right now, but we will make it to shore. It's been done before, and we will do it again.
To help you get started, we're offering websites, marketing tools, and guidance all for free. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode. I want to kind of offer a little bit of insight into what I think is probably going to be a major plague, if you will, forgive me for using that word, for everybody over the next few weeks. I know a lot of us are going to be dealing with kids out of school, quarantines, things like that, all stemming from this virus that's going around. And because of that and being cooped up, I know a lot of places are dealing with this. I want to offer some help, how to fight. I know anxiety, stress, a lot of things are going to be going into the next few weeks with people and concerns over things. I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it's going to cause a lot of stress and tension and anger to rise in people. Because of that, I want to give you guys some help on how to fight healthy, I guess, how to fight appropriately, how to fight in a way that isn't going to destroy your relationship. We're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, I want to talk about an idea that I think is probably going to be the most important about this whole thing. And that is the concept of the emotional bank account. If you're not familiar with that, it's this concept or this idea where you've got to be putting more into the relationship than you're taking out. Same thing with your financial bank account, right? You don't want to pull more money out of the account than what you're actually putting into it. Our emotional bank account is the same. We want to be putting more into a relationship than we're actually taking out. We want to be able to say that, you know, our loved one knows, our wife, girlfriend, fiance, husband, whatever, they know that they're cared for. If we haven't put in the time, the effort, the energy, the emotional connection, the intimacy, whatever, speaking their love language, if you will, going back to an old episode, you've got to be willing to put in the effort, the work to build that bank account up, to build the emotional connection up. And by doing that, you'll be able to fight in a way that won't drain it. And hopefully you can fight in a way that won't drain it. Because if you drain that emotional bank account, that's kind of the end of the relationship. It's kind of done at that point. So how do we keep from draining that account? The first thing we want to do is this idea that I heard from my aunt, and I really love this idea. I'm using her term. There's probably a different term for it. I don't know if there is, but it's this idea of try to avoid the fruit basket fight. In other words, don't keep bringing up past fights, past arguments, past disagreements, things that have already been fought about and discussed and solved. Right? You don't want to bring up, well, 3 weeks ago you did this, when you're fighting about something today. The fight is, you know, you didn't load the dishwasher like you told me you would today. Don't bring up how 4 weeks ago they didn't clean out the cat box, and a week ago they didn't fix the car like they said, and 2 months ago they were late coming home from work. Don't leave all that stuff in the past. All that has nothing to do with the argument today about loading the dishwasher. So you want to kind of avoid bringing up those past things. They don't have a place in the argument right now. They may, if you agree to bring them up later, if it's not a solved issue, that's fine. You can bring it up at another time. But in the middle of an argument about something that's happening now, probably not the best thing to do. You're going to be making that withdrawal from that emotional bank account. Another important thing in an argument that we often forget is we're not the only ones suffering at that moment. We're not the only ones in pain and dealing with something. The person we're arguing with, the person we have a disagreement with, is probably suffering too at that moment. They're probably in some sort of pain or agony or emotional hurt too. We'll often enter into an argument or a disagreement with this me against you mentality, this I have to win, you have to lose, butting heads against each other and coming at each other as combatants instead of caring, emotional, connected, loving people in a relationship. And that's so important to remember, is that you're not me against you. It's us together against the problem. You don't ever want to start attacking somebody's character, their personal things, things you know that are going to hurt them. For instance, I am very hurt when my wife starts attacking my fathering ability or my ability to help support the family. Don't get me wrong, she doesn't do it very often, but it has happened a few times, and it's usually my fault for bringing up something that's painful to her. So the whole idea is, don't enter that fight thinking that it's you against me. Enter it like we are working together against the issue. And as long as you keep that in mind, it won't matter what happens. You'll walk away having put into that bank account instead of pulling out. And ultimately, guys, that's the goal. Stay safe over the next few weeks while everybody deals with all of these issues that are coming up and everybody struggles with this. If you have an issue, if you're having problems, if you're struggling, if you're angry, don't be afraid to reach out to me. Go to my website, go to my Facebook page, go to the Facebook Messenger, hit me up. I'm more than happy to talk to you. We can do it through instant message on Facebook. We can communicate through email. I'm even willing to talk to you through a Zoom meeting where we can have a phone call, right? I'm more than happy to help. Reach out to me. I'm happy to do it. Right now, we've all got all the time in the world. Let me help you with something you're struggling with. I'm always here. On that note, guys, I really do appreciate you listening. If you have any other things you want to know or any questions, hit me up. And thanks for being a part of the show, guys.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.
What makes a business a business? It's not the circumstances of a world that woke up on the wrong side of the bed that year, that decade. It's the everyday entrepreneur ready to put themselves out there. We're all sailing against the wind right now, but we will make it to shore. It's been done before, and we will do it again.
To help you get started, we're offering websites, marketing tools, and guidance all for free. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
What makes a business? It's not the circumstances of a world that woke up on the wrong side of the bed that year, that decade. It's the everyday entrepreneur ready to put themselves out there. We're all sailing against the wind right now, but we will make it to shore. It's been done before, and we will do it again.
To help you get started, we're offering websites, marketing tools, and guidance all for free. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.